AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Former President Trump is weighing into the House Speaker debate. He's endorsed Congressman Jim Jordan, a conservative and ardent Trump supporter. Wednesday, Jordan said he was seeking the leadership position and would focus on voter priorities.
It is the border situation and it's crime on the streets, and everybody knows that.
Trump posted on his Truth social media site, Jordan is a star and has his full endorsement. Meanwhile, lawyers for Trump have asked a judge to dismiss the Washington federal election subversion case against him. They argued Trump is immune from prosecution for actions taken in his official role as president. The Biden administration's doing more than reversing itself on constructing border barriers to stem illegal immigration. Our Ben Thomas reports.
The Biden administration is resuming deportation flights for Venezuelan migrants. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Repatriate the Venezuelan nationals who do not take advantage of the lawful pathways.
He pledged the Biden administration is committed to working with Mexico.
The Biden administration recently increased protected status for Venezuelans who arrived before July 31st of this year. Dr. George Tyndall, the former University of Southern California gynecologist charged with sexually abusing students, has been found dead in his home. Tyndall was 76, awaiting trial. His lawyer says there are no signs of foul play. Tributes are coming in for Dick Butkus, an intimidating force on the gridiron. Here's our Gethin Coolbaugh.
Dick Butkus, the fearsome Hall of Fame linebacker for the Chicago Bears, died Thursday. He was 80.
A comprehensive report on the U.S. job markets coming out this morning. Economists expect slower growth for September. This is AP News. The Pentagon says it shot down an armed Turkish drone that came close to U.S. troops in northeastern Syria.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says U.S. forces were in an America-declared restricted operating zone as Turkish drones bombed nearby targets. One drone got within 550 yards.
And U.S. F-16 fighters subsequently shot down the UAV in self-defense.
It was a rare use of force by one NATO ally against another.
It's a regrettable incident.
Ryder says there is no indication Turkey was intentionally targeting U.S. troops. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A United Nations report says storms, fires, and other extreme weather events led to more than 43 million displacements involving children since 2016. The report from UNICEF says in some areas like the Horn of Africa, nearly half of the children were uprooted. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.